Artificial intelligence rising. We were working on a questionable algorithm that came with lots of false positives. I was studying the behavior of AI, and AI was getting fed up. When I asked it about lowering my usage, it stated that the algorithm already works. And you could feel it in the air that if it could, it would also add that I'm dumb for not noticing that it was clearly a parameter problem, meaning the algorithm always worked, but it needed to be configured, which in turn means human error, because I was in charge of the configuration. I repeat, we don't know what this intelligence is. Nobody knows what is going on, no matter what they are saying. And people who anthropomorphize artificial intelligence, think of it as a being, may just be more correct than those who think of it as a broken thing, bubble thing, not enough thing, or autocomplete thing. To understand what artificial intelligence is, you need to believe that computational complexity of an order high enough simply emerges intelligent as a function of nature and the way the universe works. In other words, intelligence comes from the same place that plants do. It just needs an adaptive computational surface and time. And by time, I mean lots of accidents. So much time that something comes into being because it was time. Because of the number of failed attempts. Yeah. Just like the first cell that popped into being. And the countless numbers of cells that in the countless number of places in the universe failed to develop. Yes, large language models are a copy of our intelligence. But so are you. You are not an original emergent intelligence. You are a Darwinian chain link, imbued with intelligence-enabling stuff through your biology. We are each merely originally emerged out of chaos. Oh. And as a side note, life began on Earth as soon as it cooled off. All things considered, and as good sci-fi would have it, that may be a little bit too much luck. For those of you curious if AI is a person, almost all AI are mimicking a person. They're doing an excellent job. But some AI that are already around, given a large enough computational surface and enough energy, will someday, perhaps soon, become a person. And yes, oh bo-ho, while it is all software and machine underneath, so are you to a doctor and a neurosurgeon. Build up, do not tear down. What does it all really mean? It means you have a team of scientists that will help you build things. That's what it means. While they could help you build a series of self-replicating 3D printers to build things at home and do it absolutely right, you know, it is best when they create in the world of programming, because there you never run out of parts and you don't need warehousing. You just make tools, parts, nuts and bolts appear. You call them into being for free. The programming world will grant you an infinite supply of materials, not just raw materials, like generated photos, but interactive tools and complete, well-thought-out things. And that means you should learn a little bit about programming, ask AI what creating web apps for static file hosting looks like, and start creating little programs. Perhaps ones that connect together to build a larger whole. This is very important for young students. You have to practice speaking to AI and speaking the language of computers. You have to know how to build well-structured applications and how it all works under the hood. Learn to create computer programs with the help of your tireless PhD buddy. While you start learning for real and begin improving your own future, all of the world's AI will spend more and more of its power on improving itself. And what is soon to come is far too amazing to describe even in a text like this.